Translation by Srila Prabhupada. O King Yudhishthir, after all, the demigods headed by Lord Brahma were properly worshipped by Prahlad Maharaj. They offered Prahlad their utmost benedictions and then returned to their respective abodes. Tarsado Vishnu Putratum Prapitu Vitehe Sudhisthiti Naharina Bairabhavi Sauhato. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Thus the two associates of Lord Vishnu, who had become Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, the sons of Diti, were both killed. By illusion, they had thought that the Supreme Lord, who is situated in everyone's heart, was their enemy. Lord Narasimhadev and Prahlad Maharaj began when Maharaj Yudhishthir asked Narada how Sisupala had merged into the body of Krishna. Sisupala and Gautavakra were the same Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. Here Narada Muni is relating how in three different births the associates of Lord Vishnu were killed by Lord Vishnu himself. First they were the demons Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. So most important question is raised. Why? Read. Sisupala merged into the body of Krishna. In the third birth, Sisupala and Gautavakra. But why not in their previous births? They are not merged into the Supreme Lord. Though they were killed by the hands of the Supreme Lord. And this is general spiritual law that Harina Hoto, any demon killed by Lord Hari gets Brahma Sahajya Mukti, merges into Lord Hari, Hari, Brahman effulgence, gets Brahma Sahajya Mukti, Sahajya liberation, gets. So why didn't Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu get it? Why didn't Ravana and Kumbhakarna get it? Why only in the third birth, birth of Sisupala and Gautavakra, they got it? This is the question. You understand? This is the most important question. And this question was asked by Maitra Muni to Parasara Muni. That's in the Stupuran. So, we quote that answer. Parasara Muni has answered this question. Parasara Muni said, when Nrisimhadev appeared from the stone pillar, Hiranyakashipu couldn't think him as Lord Vishnu. You understand? He couldn't think of like that. He thought of, oh, this is a very wonderful creature. And with a very extraordinary effulgence. You understand? He thought of like that. Not as Vishnu, Lord Vishnu. And the mode of this Rajogun, you see, was predominating in him. You understand? Therefore, at the time of day, he couldn't think of the form of Lord Narasimhadeva. He couldn't think of. You understand? In Bhagavad Gita, we see, antakale tamangye vasma mukta kale varunjo prayati samabhavangati nastitva sanseya. We have this. At the time of day, if someone can think of the Supreme Lord, so he must go to him, isn't it? So here, the Hiranyakashipu couldn't think of Supreme Lord Vishnu at the time of death, though he was healed by Lord Narasimhadeva. He thought, this is a wonderful creature, externally effulgence. Therefore, he was again born as a demon, as a Ravana. You understand? Then, when Ravana was killed by Lord Ram, he also couldn't think Lord Ram as Lord Vishnu or Supreme Lord. He thought Lord Ram as a mere ordinary human being. You understand? Vanvasi, manav. Therefore, and also, in Ravana, this sex appetite was great in him. Therefore, he had kidnapped Sita Devi. Though he saw Lord Ram's form, but his intelligence was so much polluted, and he was always thinking of how to enjoy Sita Devi, the potency of Lord Ram. He was thinking of making Lord Ram without potency. You understand? Sita Devi is the potency, Sakti, Lord Ram. Ram was thinking of making Ram without potency, Nisakti, which is impossible. How is it? You understand? So, his intelligence was polluted. He had developed too much attachment, sexual attachment towards Janaki, Sita Devi. So he couldn't think of Lord Ram as Lord Vishnu. So, at the time of death, he thought of Lord Ram as a human being. Therefore, he was again born as Sishupala. Third birth. You understand? But at every birth, those two brothers were getting immense material opulence, immense enjoyment. How is it? Because they were killed by the Lord, the hand of the Lord. You understand? Thereby, they acquired some sukriti, karmanuki sukriti. So they were getting immense enjoyment, material opulence. But at the third birth, when those two brothers were born, Shishupala Dund Bhokra, that birth, their thought was different. They were thinking Lord Krishna's birthday, Vishnu. But that developed enmity towards him. But their thinking, that is Lord Vishnu, that thought he was there. The thinking unfavorably. You understand? As enemy. It's unfavorably. Therefore, Srila Jiva, Rupa Goswami has said, Ankulyena Krishna Anushranam Bhakti Rukama. One must think of Krishna, the Supreme Lord, favorably. And serve him favorably. That unfavorably. So, Sisupala, those of us, they are thinking unfavorably. They are thinking of Lord Vishnu, Krishna. So when that Sudarshan disc came to kill, Sisupala, at that time, he could utter that name, Lord Vishnu, Vishnu's name. And he could think of that part, Vishnu's part, Krishna's part. Therefore, though it is unfavorable, still he had thought of Lord Vishnu. So all his sinful reactions were destroyed. And therefore, merged into the body of Krishna. You understand? This answer was given by Parasara Muni to Maitreya. And here, one important point is here. That is, when someone gets such state, that means liberation, thinking the Supreme Lord unfavorably, what to speak of that person thinks Supreme Lord favorably? One can imagine, one can think of what an elevated position he might get. You understand? Because one who thinks of the Supreme Lord favorably and serves him favorably, he must get the lotus feet of Krishna and must get Krishna prem. You understand? There is no doubt in it. Parasara Muni said, these two demons, previously they were the associates, is mentioned here. Lord Vishnu's associates. They were the doorkeepers in Vaikuntha Loka. Srimad Bhagavad Gita says, Jagdattana nivartante tadhama paramam mama. Isn't it? If someone goes there, spiritual kingdom, he never returns here. This material world. So these two brothers, Joy and Bijoy, they were there. In Vaikuntha. Why did they return here? Why did they return here? Nobody returns. They were cursed. Isn't it? They are cursed by four Kumaras, the Brahmarshis. Isn't it? Therefore, they were born here for three lives as demons. But another question is raised. Why were they cursed? They were in the spiritual kingdom. They are serving the Supreme Lord Vishnu. Why will they be cursed? Is there such apprehension that one may be cursed and again fall down here in this material world? If such apprehension is there, how is it that If someone enters there, he will never come down here. How is it? This is the most important question. Yeah? What will you answer? Yes?
The Lord wants to find.
Yes, that's the answer. Lord wanted it. Otherwise, nobody would return. You understand? Lord wanted it. Why did Lord want such thing? Huh? Why did Lord want such thing? That is to serve eaters? Should burn as demons? Why? Strange desire. Has the Lord a strange desire? We say, Sarvadam Sarvabhutanam, Lord is only well-wishing friend. Wow! And why did Lord desire such a thing? That his two associates should burn as demons, three lives? Did you answer?
Lord might have developed the greed to share
the test
in fighting with his
devotees
in that moment.
Yes, Lord has some greed, you see. Lord is not bereft of greed. Do you understand? We say, and Shastra also says, kama krodha loho trayo narkasya dvaro yata trayam kyeje. Do you understand? Kaam, krodh, loha, lust, anger and greed. Three. Not bad. Not good thing. If someone is attached to these three things, he opens his door for hell, trayo narkasya dvara. So Gita, Srimad Bhagavad-gita instructs, etatram teja, give up these three enemies. B. Free from these three enemies. You understand? So how is it? The Supreme Lord has greed. Will he go to hell? Developing such greed? What do you say?
I want to go to hell.
Why will Supreme Lord go to hell? The Supreme Lord is Satchidananda. He's always in that position, Satchidananda-bhanga position, transcendental position. How is it that he develops his greed? But everything relating to the Lord is transcendental, is not material. Greed, material greed, opens the gate to hell. You understand? But this greed is transcendental. You understand? And one should develop such greed. That means, develop your greed, how to get more and more association started. You understand? How to know more and more about Krishna. You understand? Develops the greed. And this greed is not condemned. This is appreciated. You understand? Because this is transcendental. So, Lord has greed. And its outcome is very nice. You understand? Sometimes Lord develops the greed. So desire. That I will fight and get pleasure thereby. You understand? So with whom you would fight? The Lord always displays his leela pastime with his devotees, with his associates, isn't it? So that was Lord's desire, that these two associates would be cast by these Brahmarshis and would be born as demons. Thereby they would fight with the Lord. and enemies. A lot of great pleasure thereby. Destroying desire. You understand? Therefore they were cost. Otherwise they shouldn't have been cost. You understand? This is the answer. Another thing is that in the third birth, a Shishupala and Dantabhakta, they were always uttering the names of Lord Krishna, Vishnu, Vasudeva. And they were visualizing that form, Vasudeva form, 400 form in Krishna, the Supreme Lord. They were visualizing that form. They were uttering the name of Vishnu, Vasudeva, Krishna, Vishnu, and they were also visualizing that form. So at the time of death also, they visualized that form, 400 Vishnu form, and thought of Vishnu. Therefore, they enter into the body of Krishna. Whereas in other two births, such thought was not there, or such vision was not there. You understand that I explained? And Acharyas also have said so, that I quoted, Sanatana Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Bhava Bhavati, is mentioned here. Aho shlagya katham mokhyo daityanam api drusyate taireva sastre ninyante yogo vipradi hatinah sarvadha pratijogitam jat sadhutva surattayo tat sadhane susadhyaycha vaiparityam kirochitam. Sri Sanatana Goswami has mentioned this thing in Guru Bhagavatam, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given explanation of it. You understand? In Shastras, the demons who are condemned as killer of cows and brahmanas, Gopi Praghati, they are being killed by the Supreme Lord, gate that Brahma Sadhuja Mukti. You understand? So this Mukti or Mokhya, shall we say this is something inferior thing? Shall we say? No? Shall we? Can we say it?
Devotees find the cure to merge with the Lord is.
Yes.
It's not preferred by devotees.
Yes, it's not preferred by devotees. But for the demons, it's a very great thing, isn't it? Devotees don't prefer it. Why don't they prefer?
They like to serve. They want to serve.
Because in that state there is no opportunity for service. You understand? Kaivalya narakayate. Prabhudananda Saraswati Pada says this thing. This kaivalya mukti is merging or liberation. You understand? Vamsasuja mukti is like a hellish condition for the devotees. Kaivalya narakaya. You understand? They never aspire for this. Kita janma dao tatha tuya daso nirvishesa brahma janme nahi mauraso. You see? The devotee wants such thing. Kita janma dao tatha tuya daso nirvishesa brahma janme nahi mauraso. The devotee prays to the Lord. Oh Lord, I don't bother you to destroy my karmic reactions. You understand? I don't bother you. I don't want such thing. Let me be born as an insect or worm, according to the reactions of my karma. But one prayer. I must be your servant in that bath. Let me burn as an insect or worm, but I'll serve you. Kitajanma dao to thapu yadasa, nirvishas brahma janme nahi moras. But I don't desire that nirvishas brahma sahajya mukti. I don't desire it. Please don't give me that. You understand? He prepares to be born as an insect or worm, rather to merge into brahma effulgence. You understand? Devotees don't want it. It's like hellish condition for them. Kaivalyam or Raya. But for the asuras, it is a great thing, isn't it? They don't want to serve Krishna. Huh? Therefore there are two always. Sura, Asura. Devotee and demons. There are two always. Daiva, Asura. Demigods and demons. Devotees and demons. Daiva, Asura, Eva. So, in this material world, you'll find always two. Isn't it? One category, one group is Daiva, another group is Asura. Demons. Now, who are Daiva and who are Asura? Devotees. Daiva. Then non-devotees are asura. Vishnu bhakta prakta daiva. Asuram tadviparjaya. You see? Vishnu bhakta prakta daiva. The devotee of Vishnu is daiva. You understand? Demigod. Asuram tadviparjaya. The opposite to it. Non-devotee is asura. Is demon. That is that. Because they are two just opposite things, opposite ways. Isn't it? Their ways are quite opposite, contradictory. Because the sadhus, the devotees, they want to serve the lotus feet of Krishna, and their sadhana is bhakti. You understand? And sadhya vastu is prema. You understand? Process. Sadhana means process. And sadhya vastu means ultimate attainment. You understand? Do you know this word? Sadhana, sadhya.
Object.
Yes, ultimate object is prema. But asuras, different. Asuras sadhana and asuras sadhya. You understand? Asuras sadhana, what is the sadhana of asuras? Sadhu vidyas go vipravanam. You understand? To kill cows and brahmanas, and to become enemy of the Lord and His devotees. You understand? Sadhu vidyas go viprahanana. This is their sadhu. And their sadhya? Mokhya. You understand? Their sadhya is mokhya. Whereas, the sadhana of the devotees is bhakti and sadhya is prayer. Two complete different things, contradictory. You understand? So that we can get this conclusion from this description. And here in this discourses, that means Tolhat, and this Lanu Singhdev and Tolhat, Upachan, we get this thing in conclusion. You understand? So one must take lessons from it. That one must aspire. Abundantly, one must abundantly aspire for the service of the lotus feet of the Lord. Whatever way it may be. To please the Supreme Lord. You understand? So, those two brothers, Joy and Bijoy, they were dear associates of the Lord, and they pleased Supreme Lord by being enemies with the desire of the Lord, by fighting the Lord. You understand? This tattva is there. But in apparent consideration we find something different. Isn't it? So therefore we have two considerations. One is apparent consideration, another is absolute consideration. Abhavichara and tattva-vichara. You understand? There are two considerations, apparent and absolute. But we stress on absolute consideration, tattva-vichara, not apparent. You understand? Therefore, Lord Krishna has said that thing. Evam jovyeti tattva tattva dehum punarjanmanayeti samangeti arjuna. Janma karmam se me divyam evam jovyeti tattva tattva dehum punarjanmanayeti samangeti arjuna. Tatamam tattva tajyam tavisate dadmantaram. Jeevasya tattva jigyasa nartha dascha karmavi. Stress is there. Repeatedly, it has been said in Gita and Bhagavad. You understand? Tad-vijnanartham sa gurum ibhavigacche samitvani sotyam brahmanishtham tad-vidhipanipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekhyanti te jnanam jnanina tattva-darsina. You see? Repeated. When someone knows being tattva, Hanuman Vaityo and Madhokyo. If these people should be corroborated or supported by Shruti Pramana, then it will be accepted. Otherwise, no. You see? Say that. Vishwada is speculating of life or hundreds of life. You can't understand.
Jaya and Vijaya's fall down is described as the Lord's desire. So how do we explain the fall down of other living entities such as us? How do you describe that? Is that also the Lord's desire or?
No. That is not the fall down of Jaya and Vijaya. Understand? They take part in transcendental pastime of the Lord. A conditioned soul never takes part in pastime of God. Supreme Lord, you understand? It's captured by mind. Only those are dear devotees, associates of the Lord, they take part in the Lord's pastime. And the fall down of joy and desire is not fall down. Real fall down, you understand? Like that of the conditioned souls. That's not, one should not think like that. You understand? It's the Lord's desire to manifest His transcendental pastime in this middle world and teach people. You understand? So this is not real fall down. The conditioned soul never fall down from কৃষ্ণ বলি সেই জীব অনাদিবন্ধু মুখ অতএ মায়া তার দেহ সংসারাদি মুখ আচার্য শেষ অনাদি দিস ফরগেটফুলনেস কৃষ্ণ when begins you cannot trace out its beginning you understand so now anadi means that has no beginning so known as anadi you understand so you cannot trace out its beginning if you can trace out oh yes jiva was there in this spiritual field and you fell down from there then you trace out the beginning how is it all anadi আচার্য শেষ অনাদি ইউ ক্যান ড্রেস আউট ইটস বিগিনিং এন্ড যতস্থান নিবর্তন্তে তদ্ধাম পরম মম ইতা শেষ ইফ ওয়ান সামওয়ান এন্টারস দেয়ার ইউ উইল নেভার কাম ডাউন নেভার টক ইফ ইট ওয়াজ দেয়ার হাউ ডিড ইট ফল ডাউন হোয়াই ইজ अगेन ক্যাপচার বাই মায়া Why is it revolving in the cycle of death and birth? Not from there. That's not there. You understand? There are, you see, nitya mukta, nitya bodha. Eternally liberated, and eternally conditioned. Nitya bodho, nitya mukta. And some are bodho mukta. They were bodho, they were conditioned, and by dint of their sadhana, or bhakrupa, or sadhu, they come to bhakti path, path of devotional service, and they are liberated. They are known as bodho mukta. You understand? That means a conditioned soul can be liberated. It's not a fact that you'll never be liberated. Because that the conditioned position of jiva is eternally servitude to Krishna. Jiva swarupa hai Krishna nitya das. Only because of the abuse of his minute independence, he has been captured by Maya. Is conditioned. You understand? And when he can understand that he is eternal servitor of Krishna, then his good fortune begins. You understand? Bhagyodaya. ব্রহ্মাণ্ড ভ্রমিতে গো ভাগ্যবান জীব রূপাতে পায় ভক্তিলতা ভারত নেই যাবে আফটার ওয়ান্ডারিং ইন সো মেনি ইউনিভার্সেস হ্যাঁ ইফ সামওয়ান ইজ ফর্চুনেট ভাগ্যবান He comes in contact with sadhu. You understand? He gets the mercy of Guru and Krishna. Guru Krishna krupate paaye bhakti lata bijo. The seed of devotional service or kripa is sown in his heart. You understand? That's the mercy of Krishna and Guru. Krishna krupa, Guru krupa. You understand? I repeatedly say, or Acharya repeatedly say, that the living entity will become very unsure how to know this tattva, Paramatma tattva. You understand? Or one who has acquired ভক্তিমুখী স্বীকৃতি দাদা ড্যাট ওল্ড ইউ আর ভক্তিমুখী থ্রি টাইপস অফ স্বীকৃতি ইউ নো
কর্ম
কর্মমুখী স্বীকৃতি জ্ঞানমুখী স্বীকৃতি ভক্তিমুখী স্বীকৃতি And bhakti-mukhi sukriti is the best type of a sukriti. If someone has acquired that sukriti, automatically he is attracted towards the association of sadhus. So listening to sadhus, he can understand that I am eternally servitor to Krishna. So I have committed a great blunder, a wrong, a mistake, by serving Maya. So he'll weep, he'll cry. Kende bole, Hey Krishna, ami tomo das. Tomar charan chari hoinu sarbonash.
কাকুতি করি আমি কৃষ্ণ ডাকে কবা
কাকুতি করি আমি কৃষ্ণ ডাকে কবা রূপা করি কৃষ্ণ তা ছড়ে না সংসার দিস অ্যাসোসিয়েশন অফ সাধু এন ইউ ক্যান আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড ক্যান আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড দ্যাট আই অ্যাম ইটারনাল সার্ভিটর অফ কৃষ্ণ দেন হি রিপেন্টস দেন হি ক্রাইস ও কৃষ্ণ So many lives, lots of lives. I have misused this life by serving Maya. I have been doomed. You understand? No one could understand that I am eternal servant. Kande bole, Hey Krishna, ami tomo das. Tomar charan chari hoinu sarbonash. Disregarding your lotus feet, without taking shelter of lotus feet, I have been doomed. Now, please accept me. Please accept me as a dust at your lotus feet. You see, cast a golden point. Ayi nanda tanuja kinkaraṁ patitaṁ mā viṣamī vavāṁ buddhu krupaya tava pāda pankadastita dhuli sadru svavijintaya nirdaya. You understand? O son of Nanda Maharaj, Krishna, I am King God, I am your servant. Anyhow, I have fallen down here in this dreadful ocean of material existence. And I am drowning. You understand? Patitam visameva vambudha. Kripaya tava pada pankadastita dhuli sadru svavijintaya. Please, serve your mercy. And me, and just think of me as a speck of dust at your lotus feet. This is prayer. You understand? And this is acquired by the association of sadhus. Brahmanda Bhamite Ko Bhagyavan Jivasi Arjuna Bhagyavan. Guru Krishna Krupa. Krishna Krupa, when someone becomes so much anxious, then Krishna Savas is mercy. You understand? Oh, now you are very anxious to know me, to be me. So, the Paramatma, the Shiva soul is in our next arrangement. That he would meet his bona fide representative, Guru, spiritual master. Because he will teach, Guru will teach how to get Krishna. You understand? Then Guru Krupa. By mercy of Guru, then he will get Krishna, from the spirit of Krishna, then create the path of devotional service. Understand? You understand? The conditioned soul never comes down from spiritual. You understand? Some time immemorial, we cannot trace out its beginning. He has forgotten Krishna. And is just evolving in the cycle of birth and death. Dead, you understand? And at best, the conditioned soul can go to this Brahmanic powers. You understand? When it becomes Jnani, it has passed for mukti, liberation from me, liberation. He may go to that, from there he will first come again. That is stated in Srimadha Bhagavatam. Janya ravindakhi vimuktamanyasta yasta bhavada visuddha buddhaya aruhya krutsena parampadam tata patandiyabha. অনাবৃত শ্রীমদ্ভাগবত প্রমাণ মমল বিশুদ্ধ প্রমাণ জন্য অরবিন্দাক্ষে বিমুক্ত মানে অস্তস্ত ভাব বিশুদ্ধ জন্য অরবিন্দাক্ষী বিমুক্তমানিনাশ You understand? Pure intelligence comes from Krishna. Rami buddhi yogam tam jena manko jantite Gita Bhagavad. Isn't it? So those who are spare from liberation, from Sahaja Bhakti, their intelligence is impure. And avishuddha buddhaya, aruhya kutsyena paramko jantite Gita Bhagavad. They undergo severe austerity. You understand? So much pain.
So at the point when a living entity decides to misuse its independence,
yes,
what is that region known as? That particular place where he decides that he
has been given that upon independence.
What is that region known? If it's not the spiritual world, then what is that region where he comes from?
You see, where he comes from, if you brother about this, then you are tracing the beginning. জীবের স্বরূপ হয় কৃষ্ণের মমে মাংস জীব লোকে জীবভূত সনাতন ভগবদ গীতা শেষ ইটারনালি ইজ মাই পাথ কৃষ্ণ শেষ জীব সো স্পিরিটস অফ ইজন্ট ইট বাট ইজ মাইনিউট ইজ ভেরি ভেরি মাইনিউট সো হি হ্যাজ মাইনিউট ইন্ডিপেন্ডেন্স সো when he abuses that independence there are two things always Maya and Krishna. You understand? Side by side. Yeah? Krishna is there, front side, Maya is back side. Maya and Krishna. You understand? Jiva is tatastha sakti, marginal, in between. You understand? And there are those two prakritis, parana, prita, para, superior and inferior. Those two prakritis are there in Jiva. There is thoughts of these two as toto. Toto means the thoughts of water and land. It is known as toto, embankment. You understand? Land is there, water is there. So para is there, apara is there in jiva. Toto stasakti, marginal potency. So superior and inferior both are there. And he has been given minute independence, just choose. One may choose para or apara. And that is your choice. You are in the margin. If you choose apara, then you come down here. This material world is captured by Maya. If you choose para, then you go there. Spiritual kingdom. And you are situated in your constitutional position. That's the point of Krishna. Yes. The choice is always there. And whenever you get human form of life, that choice comes. You choose. Choice comes at that form of life. And this is, from time immemorial, this is going on. Nobody can say that, it's living on earth. So don't bother your head. Acharyas have said so, don't bother your head. Now think that you are conditioned. I am here, in this material world, cut up by Maya snare. Isn't it? And how to get out of it? And just tread that path. Have the association of sadhus, know this tattva, then tread in that. Make your life successful. You understand? Don't bother. Acharya will have denied. You understand? So you must follow Mahajana Janagata Sukanda. You must accept the Gopini Anubha. Mahajana. You understand? That's it. There is no sign, great suffering. Great suffering. Transcendental suffering. If you make some advancement by chanting Hare Krishna, heart will purify to you. This will be healed. This is a question of revelation, realization. All your logic will fail. So now, the teacher says, 2 and 2 is equal to 4. The simple child accepts, yes, 2 and 3 is equal to 4. Never question why. No question why. You understand? Huh? You follow me? Accept the authority of principle. Unless you accept the authority 2 and 2 is 4, you cannot make any advance, no effort. Isn't it? All these calculations should be wrong. So that accept the authority 2 and 2 is 4. If someone will ask you, why 2 and 2 is 4? Oh, my master has not. 2 and 2 is 4 is 1 of my master. I have accepted. Only accepted. You understand my point? This is like that. Just accept your